It's got more awkward pauses than Minnesota has lakes. It's the O for Fun podcast, brought to you by Second Summer Clothing and W. Decker's Buses.
Teresa.
Yo.
We are back.
And we're back.
After, like, what, a month hiatus?
I don't know.
Something like that.
I don't pay attention.
Felt like 6 years.
I know. In the interim, something very important was pointed out to me. We talked a lot about pizza previously.
Yes, we did.
And could have gone on. And perhaps should have, because as it turns out, we neglected to mention Totino's Pizza, which is also a Minnesota company, and perhaps known as a giant of the frozen pizza world.
Giant, even though their pizzas are small.
Even though they're tiny and in roll form.
Yeah.
But delicious.
There is or was an Italian restaurant in Northeast called Totino's. I don't know if that's just a coincidence or if they were the beginners of Totino's Pizza. But
there's no way to find out.
Nope.
We can't use the internet for that, so
not allowed.
We'll just have to speculate. I'm going to guess that it is related, because what are the chances and also legalities of a Totino's establishment that is not also related to the Totino's empire of frozen pizza?
True.
Yeah. So anyways, we apologize to Totino's and the public loving pizza lovers.
Totino's is great because no matter what flavor you got, they all tasted the same.
Exactly the same. That's true. Tell.
We should do a podcast taste test and see if we can pick out what flavors there are.
I think that's a great idea.
I do too.
I also think I should test this on my child to see if he'll eat vegetables if they're in a Totino's pizza roll.
Yeah.
Because they have the supreme ones with green peppers and onions. And if you can't see them,
you can't taste them.
You might not be able to taste them. Interesting. So let's do that. Okay.
Yes.
That's a plan.
Done.
Okay, done. Furthermore, today, which is not the day that anybody will be listening to this, but today, right now, as I speak, is National One Hit Wonder Day. And this speaks to me because I pretty much love all one hit wonders, because I think the reason they're one hit wonders is because they're probably kind of ridiculously poppy and kitschy and formulaic. And I just kind of like that stuff.
Yeah.
So I, for example, really do in fact like the song from the movie. What is that movie called with Liv Tyler?
Armageddon?
No, not Armageddon. With the band. And they have
that
the
thing
one
you do.
That thing you do. Thank you. And it's the Oneaters.
The Oneaters.
Yeah.
Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters.
Yes. What other one-hit wonders do we love?
I don't know, but about that thing you do, so the title song is obviously the big one, but there's another one in it. I don't know the name of it, but it is also a very good song.
Is it? I don't remember that.
It's been a while since I've seen the movie.
Because it's not the hit.
True, but it's hit-like, I would say.
Yeah. Okay, well, later I'm going to come up with a lot of one-hit wonders that I really, really love. But I can't think of any of them right now, coincidentally. But happy National One-Hit Wonder Day.
Yeah, which is September 25th.
Yep. Okay. I also wanted to discuss jeans. Because this isn't the first time this has come up, but recently I heard, I think it was Mark Consuelos, also known as Kelly Ripa's husband.
Okay.
He was saying something about how you don't wash your jeans. You don't wash denim. And
what about acid wash jeans?
I don't know if there's a particular kind of denim you're not supposed to wash or whatever. But like, who doesn't wash jeans? What do you do with a pair of jeans if you can't wash them? Do you just throw them away after like a week?
Do you just wait for whatever you spilled on them to get crusty and then scrape it off?
I don't know. Are these people who don't wash their jeans?
But also, Mark Consuelos is rich, and I suppose he can just tosses jeans. He probably has like 8,000 pairs of jeans.
Maybe.
And just gets them for free.
Right. That's possible. But I also feel like, I don't know Mark Consuelos. I'd like to think that he's a conscientious person. And denim is very environmentally problematic. I feel like he knows that. And sure. I want to believe that Mark Consuelos doesn't go through jeans in such a fashion. But I don't know.
Mark Consuelos, call in.
Please. Please tell us. Please, like, make our minds be at rest. Because I don't want to believe that people are out there just buying jeans and then not washing them and throwing them away. It's weird.
I definitely wash my jeans. However, they go through way more wearings in between washes than any other article of clothing.
Well, for sure, because then you wash them and they shrink, and then when you put them on, you gotta like stretch them out a little bit so they fit again.
You gotta kick and stretch.
Oh, who was that character? I'm 50.
I don't know if she had a name.
It was definitely Molly Shannon.
Yeah. It was like Mary Catherine Gallagher was the superstar.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know I think it's just the kick and stretch lady. I don't know. Okay. I'm 50.
Oh, good times. Anyway, speaking of clothing, let's go into a word from our sponsor, Second Summer Clothing.
Yep.
Introducing a line of clothing for those fall days when the heat's on in the morning and the AC's on by noon. Second Summer Clothing brings versatility to your wardrobe that you've never had before. Every Second Summer shirt is both long and short-sleeved. Every pair of Second Summer pants are full-length and shorts. How does it work? Arms and legs are attached to each piece with snaps, so you can cozy up in the morning, tear off the unnecessary bits for the warm afternoon, and reassemble when it's time to gather around the fire pit on those cool Minnesota evenings. You don't have to wonder what to wear this fall. It's easy with Second Summer Clothing. And for a limited time, purchases over $10 qualify for a free pair of Second Summer socks. Go from knee-high to ankle in a snap with Second Summer Clothing. So, welcome back. Hey, I wanted to just say I just had a weird experience while we were on break. I actually just took a little jaunt down to the sculpture garden, and I ran into Jimmy Stewart, who looks actually really good for a dead guy. So I went up to him and said, "Hey, Jimmy, what you doing here?" And this is what he said.
I came down here to play some mini golf, and my friend he disappeared. So I thought I'd walk around and try to find him. And so I was walking around and I saw the cherry on the spoon, and that's when I noticed something I've never noticed about it before.
Okay, so for those who are not from around here, the cherry in the spoon is literally a giant cherry in a spoon. It's a sculpture at the sculpture garden. People love it for some reason, and it sprays water. So, yeah.
All right. And while looking at the spoon, I noticed that it has a peculiar bend in it. And that's when I realized it's a heroin spoon, you know? The spoon of a junkie. Some people call it a smack spoon, and that can only mean the cherry represents China White, aka horse. Of course, all that means the whole installation is a metaphor for chasing the dragon. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm meeting up with a friend. You haven't seen a 6-foot-tall rabbit around here, have you? Oh, Harvey, where are you?
So yeah, that was Jimmy Stewart's ghost, I guess. National treasure and a friend of Lepore's.
Yeah, my fellow Americans, if you're looking to transport a large group of your fellow Americans from point A to point Q, then come down to point W. That's W's Decker buses. They're like normal buses, but there's two levels. That's one times as many levels, so you can fit more people on the bus. So stop by W's Decker Buses, where the W stands for double U's. Get it? Because the buses hold more than just you. Double U's, like W.
And now, it's time for your welcome, Love Minnesota.
Spam is a Hormel product coming out of Austin, Minnesota. It's been around since 1937 and is enjoyed mostly not by Minnesotans, but by Hawaiians. This is because it was a staple of World War II military personnel diets, having only 6 ingredients and a long shelf life. After that, it just stuck around. People on the islands can't get enough of it. In fact, during the great spam heist of 2017, there was a rash of spam-related crime to satiate the public's taste for the spicy pork. It's also popular in Guam, where they host a spam games, and the average person eats 16 cans of spam each year. According to the spam website, Grace Allen, Dwight Eisenhower, Margaret Thatcher, and Monty Python all have sung praises of spam products. So, world leaders and old-timey comedians, you're welcome. Love, Minnesota. All right, well, I think I'm pretty set on how I'm going to transport myself if I ever go on vacation in Texas.
Yep.
And also, I feel really comfortable in my new second summer jeans.
They are comfy.
That I
AF.
Will wash. Yes, they are. So I did look up some one-hit wonders because I really wanted to remember.
You didn't look them up. You just started rattling them off the top of your head.
Right. Like the Macarena. Great one-hit wonder that my 8-year-old does dance to. Tainted Love. Also great. Remember that commercial? I think it was actually a Levi's commercial. It was definitely for jeans. Where some dude was in the emergency room and all his machines were beeping in time to Tainted Love.
I remember that. I don't remember what it was for.
Yeah. Come On, Eileen. Also good. Dexy's Midnight Runners did Come On, Eileen. The problem with one-hit wonders is I never remember who did them because, you know, they never had any other hits.
And of course, Come On, Eileen probably had a resurgence after Tommy Boy.
It definitely did. I think maybe that's the key to one-hit wonders is they become almost immortal because they eventually, they relive.
Yeah, because they're kind of kitschy and fun, and you just bring them out for the novelty
every
once in
a while.
And
then people bring them back a lot, and so they just start immortalized. For example, who can forget Ice Ice Baby?
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. That's back with a brand new edition. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flows like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will there stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn out the lights and I glow to the extreme. Rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and watch the jump like a candle. I don't have breath control.
Okay. We could go on, but we won't. Yeah, that one I think is a favorite.
Killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom daily. Anything less than a best is a felony. Love it or leave it. Something about the kid. No, he ain't straight. So I don't know.
I don't know. Something right, about pound of bacon. And yeah.
And then all I heard were shells falling on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Avenue to avenue, something bumper to bumper. The avenue is packed.
There it is.
That's what it is. All right.
Oh, classic. My other favorite one in here would definitely be Sugar Sugar the Archies, because I love me some oldies. Yeah.
And by your brain.
Yeah, not Channel 4's 50 Greatest One-Hit Wonders, nope. According to Wikipedia.
Nope.
No. Do, 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 do.
Sugar, sugar.
Do, 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 do. Yeah.
Honey, honey.
So, okay. And we digress. So, before we leave, you wanted to do some Dumb Enough, Smart Enough.
Yes.
Dumb
Enough,
tell us about it.
Smart Enough. It's a game I've invented. It's where you say something you think or believe that you're dumb enough to think or believe it. But then you're also smart enough not to try to pursue it.
Okay.
Example, I am dumb enough to think I could befriend a wild animal should I just happen upon one. And I'm talking like bear, cougar, bear, Puma. Cougar, melon camp.
Right.
But I'm smart enough not to go wandering about the woods trying to do this.
Okay.
I'm also dumb enough to say on more than an occasion that I could beat up Matt Damon in a fight. As long as he wasn't Jason Bourne Matt Damon.
I was going to say, which Matt Damon are we talking about?
Yeah, like...
Because Good Will Hunting Matt Damon was kind of scrawny.
Yeah, he was tough, though. So maybe not him. Maybe. I don't know. We'll have to think. But definitely Informant Matt Damon. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's others. Right. Ocean's 11 Matt Damon, for sure.
Okay. I still think it's a little unfair to present a scenario that you'll never have the chance to prove.
We bought a zoo, Matt Damon. Definitely.
You're still thinking about Matt Damon.
Yes.
Okay. That's fine. What else are you dumb enough to believe but smart enough not to do? I'm dumb enough to think that a tattoo of my kid's face would be cute, but I am smart enough that I'm not going to do that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to think more on it. Those are the two main ones for me. But in the meantime, our fans, our followers, maybe it's just follower.
I think fans might be a strong word.
People who have listened to this.
Yes, thank you.
Hit us up on, you know, Facebooks and Instagrams and tell us what you're dumb enough, smart enough.
Or even better, what you're dumb enough to believe and wish you were smart enough not to have done.
Ooh, that's a good twist.
Like, what tattoo did you actually get? And also, what animal did you actually try to tame? Because if you go down to Lake Harriet, you know there's foxes all over the place down there.
Foxes. That's one thing I've noticed. I don't know if you do this, but whenever, like, so at night when I get home from work and I'm walking up to my apartment, there's always a bunch of rabbits, like, running around the yard.
Rabbits run this town.
Yeah, they do. But I don't know if you're like me. I always go, whenever I see them, go, in my head, I go, hey, rabbit. I talk to them. And I get sad that they run away. Because I'd be like, I want to pet you.
But do you really want to pet them?
I do.
They're cute, but here's my problem. They poop everywhere. And you can't see the poop. I just know it's there.
Well, we're outside.
I know.
And I'm not talking like picking them up. But some of them are kind of scrawny. You're like, eh. But there's like the fat, fluffy ones. And those are the ones I want.
You know what? I can't blame you because I feel the same way about squirrels. I think squirrels are cute. And I think raccoons are cute.
I say hi to squirrels too.
Yeah. I saw a black squirrel the other day. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's white squirrels that live over by Lindale Community School.
I see.
It's very cool.
I see the albino squirrels from time to time.
Yeah. So if I were going to tame a wild animal, it would probably be squirrels. But I've also had a squirrel in my house and it was angry. And that scared me.
Yeah, but then you see those videos of like people who rescue a baby squirrel and then they raise it and it's like the coolest thing ever.
I know. The baby ones are cute. Mm. Anyways. Well, that's pretty much the longest goodbye.
Squirrels.
We could ever.